perhaps you should address, or you could address a little bit more, what is the normal length of a short scholarly article in the U.S., because I think it's longer often than in France. In France, an article is often, many reviews have a sort of standard length of about what's, it's counted in keystrokes in France, which is 35,000 keystrokes, which is about maybe 3,000 words maximum.
Oh, that's a very good question.
So that, there's that. And the other question was about the procedure of writing a magazine, a journal editor with an abstract. Would you say that journals would actually give an answer, even an evasive answer on the basis of an abstract? Because there's also different practices here, opposed to submitting the article in
the formal
first place.
Submission. Yeah, so for the first question, that is a very good question, because the article length is quite different in the States. I'll say there are many formats in which you publish a 3,000, 4,000 word essay, but my journal publishes articles as long as, including footnotes, maybe 13,000 words. And I think our bulletin is probably the one who goes the longest, accommodates the very longest articles. I think those probably top out about 15,000. I'd say the standard in the United States, from my experience, is maybe in the 8,000 word range. So that, I think, is maybe, that's probably a safe place to go. But there are opportunities to go even longer. While there is still a limit to what you can do in 12,000 words, it's maybe offers opportunities that the length of articles here is not. With regard to the question of kind of sending an abstract to an editor to get feedback, I think it's only of limited utility. In my personal experience, I mean, I could tell someone if it's completely off base, you know, that it's just not subject matter wise, it's not appropriate. Because everything really does go up for peer review, even though I will have my own opinions, probably even from an abstract about kind of the possibilities of something based on both the topic and the writing, I might be more or less encouraging in a response, but I'm not really, I probably will never say more than, this is something that our readers, this is a topic that I imagine our readers could be interested in. I probably won't commit to more than that unless I already know the work. I know the person, I know their reputation, and then so I can go out on a limb a little bit more, or I heard them give a talk. You know, unless I have some additional information. I do think it doesn't hurt to ask for that preliminary feedback, but I think it's unlikely to give you a lot of information.